The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time now for the Sharks Instant Replay of a spectacular win on the road in New Jersey. Final score, the San Jose Sharks 1 and the New Jersey Devils nothing in front of a crowd of 16,514 fans at the Prudential Center. Well, it all began with some back-and-forth play, but the San Jose Sharks came to play tonight, were aggressive in the defensive zone, were strong on the forecheck, and they had the Devils back on their heels a little bit, even though New Jersey was trying to employ its traditional strategy of stretching out the ice and sending long passes to challenge the Sharks' defense. But in the game, in the first period, the San Jose Sharks would get what would prove to be the game-winning play on a bad, weird bounce, but Nico Sturm will take it. Down the left side comes Grundstrom. Grundstrom in the offensive end against Hamilton one-on-one. Tried the shot as he gained the zone entry, but the puck hit the side of a net. Worked loose. Oh boy, that pass just missed Giovanni Smith from Sturm in the corner. Devils intercept. Here they come. Meyer to the Sharks line. Trying to set up Dillon, who's up ice. Pass a little too far. Will Brendan Dillon be caught up ice here? Let's see if Nico Sturm can take advantage. He splits the defense. Breakaway moving in. It bounces on him. He can't get the shot. And then the Devils knock the puck in their own net. Nico Sturm grabbed the puck after not being able to handle it. He centered it off a Devils defenseman. It gets by goaltender Allen, and the Sharks get the break they were looking for. With 3:39 left in the first, it's 1-0 San Jose. What a moment, and as it turned out, Nico Sturm gets his third goal of the season from Grundstrom and Henry Thrun at 16:21. The shots were 12-10 in favor of the Sharks in the first period, and that was exactly the start that the Sharks needed, and they got a little bit of help.
Yes, they got a little bit of help from Timo Meier, but I think that fourth line as a whole throughout that whole game played a smart, detailed game, and they created their own chances. And listen, when you create your own chances and you create opportunities, luck will follow. And I thought it did. I thought Nico Sturm was solid all night, and he earned that goal.
Early in the second period, the Sharks thought that they would take a 2-0 lead. Granlund behind the back between the legs pass, gets it over to Cece, who walks down low, feeds behind the net, centered in front, Zetterlin, a point-blank chance. It's stopped at the edge. They score! San Jose Sharks just took a 2-0 lead with Zetterlin jamming at the puck with 7:15 to go in the second period. And that is the result of all the hard work that this line has put together. Not so fast, Kowalski, as it turned out on the play. Nico Sturm was looking at the referee. They were huddling. And as it turned out, Fabian Zetterlin's goal did not count because apparently he tapped the pad of the goaltender and pushed the puck in. Drew Amenda told me that he thought if you took another look at it, you could have challenged that play, and they would have challenged it if the score were 2 or 3-0, but because it was only 1-0, you don't want to take a penalty there.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit tight, and he gets pushed in the back, so it kind of looks quickly that it's a pitchfork, but I guess if you were to go back and look at it and challenge it, but you never know what the refereeing and what those guys see in terms of and how they want to call it in that play. So I think, honestly, it was a smart play by the Sharks to not challenge that.
Now, Jake Allen was just as strong as Mackenzie Blackwood was in this contest, and he made a couple of big saves, including this one in the second period, with the score still 1-0. Rebound, Granlund recovering near sideboards, holds it in beautifully there, and he spins it off to the right boards, and Eklund right there in the nick of time to get it away from Pesci, and he stick handles, he throws in front, and a great save by Allen on a one-time tip by Mikhail Granlund. What a beautifully designed play. That was one of the best plays of the game that didn't go in. Mikhail Granlund knocking the puck toward the net, but a great save by Allen as William Eklund really stepping up his game today.
Yeah, I think that line of Eklund, Granlund, and Zetterlin were all over the puck tonight. They're very connected and in sync. I thought they created some great turnovers on the forecheck, especially on that play. And, I mean, I can't believe Jake Allen made that save. I mean, it was a night of beautiful saves from both goaltenders. But I think that play, that strong play of that Granlund line, was nice to see, and it's a good balanced second line.
Well, the second period continued, and the score remained 1-0. And here's some beautiful save work by Mackenzie Blackwood. Pesci moves to the middle of the ice, moves to his right, goes to the right wing half-court to Luke Hughes. He's going to get it back. He'll shoot it. Glove save made by Blackwood, and Mackenzie is able to hold on to get the faceoff. 9:57 gone by in the second, and the Sharks bent heavily but did not break. They bent and didn't break a whole bunch of times in that game. That was a pretty solid stop by Blackwood, and then he made a couple of big ones in the third. 36 seconds left in the penalty on Ferraro. Extra attacker on also for New Jersey, so they have a two-man advantage. 1-0 Sharks. Here comes the shot. Save. Rebound. Where is it? It's stopped by Blackwood. He kept it in front of the goal line. He did the human snowman in the nets by holding out Snow Angel territory and making the save. That's one of the more acrobatic stops he made, but then he made another one as the game got closer to the end. Another big one for Heeshear for New Jersey against Delandria, right side of Blackwood. This time New Jersey wins it. Minute 10 to play in the third. 1-0 Sharks. Moving in now, Hughes tried the shot, fed in front. Where is it? Stopped by Blackwood on a one-time tip by Brett, edge of the net. Unbelievable save by Mackenzie Blackwood with a minute 5 remaining in the game. That was pretty much all she wrote until the final seconds ticked off. We're down to 8 seconds left. It's in front. It's poked out of the zone by the Sharks Wenberg, and the San Jose Sharks are going to come into New Jersey and get a 1-0 shutout win. And what a moment for Mackenzie Blackwood in his return to New Jersey. Blackwood facing 44 shots, stopping them all and winning by the score of 1-0. The San Jose Sharks for Mackenzie Blackwood getting his 11th career shutout. And I think this might be the sweetest shutout he's ever had. I would say that's the case. 44 saves, the most in Sharks history by a goaltender in a 1-0 win. And also, Nico Sturm not drafted. Second time an undrafted player scored the only goal in a 1-0 Sharks win. The last time was Melker Karlsson back in November of 2015 on the road in Philadelphia, where we will be tomorrow.
Wow, that's an acrobatic call by you, not just an acrobatic save by Mackenzie Blackwood.
Final score, the Sharks 1 and the New Jersey Devils 0. It was a fantastic night for Henry Thrun, who got increased responsibilities this evening with the fact that Jake Walman was unable to go. And Henry Thrun, who had an assist on the only goal and had several key blocks in this game and great checks, is with our guest and with Jason Demers.
Hey, Henry, how you doing? Fantastic game tonight.
Thanks, JD. Appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about your mindset, getting thrust into that top pairing role with Cody Ceci and you guys having not played many games together.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. You know, anytime you get the chance to move up in the lineup, it's a big opportunity. So for me, just try to play my game. You know, Cease is real easy to play with. He's been around the league. He's smart. So talk to him a little bit and just, you know, it's a fast team. So just try to be clean on the breakouts and keep them in front of us.
Yeah, what did you like about your guys' game tonight, talking about the speed of the Devils?
You know, I thought we played pretty responsible. You know, I think in any game there's going to be some turnovers here and there when we're trying to make plays, but for the most part, you know, when they flew the zone, I felt like we always had a guy marked on him, and we had some big saves and some big blocks towards the end there, which winning teams got to do towards the end of the game. So I like that out of us.
Yeah, your second road win of the season, and I know that was a little bit of a struggle last year and to start this year. How good does it feel to get that win?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, this is a good hockey team. In this building was buzzing tonight, so it's always fun to be on the road and to get a win. Always feels good at the start of a road trip.
And lastly, just talk about Mackenzie Blackwood and the game he had tonight, you know, coming back against his former team.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a goalie. I don't think he gets enough recognition for what he does. And, you know, he's a monster for us and made some huge saves tonight. And if we don't have him, then that game might be going a different way. So we're all happy he's on our team.
All right, fantastic game, buddy. Go jump in the cold tub and get some BioSteel in you, buddy, all right?
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.
Henry Thrun joining us here on Sharks Extra following a spectacular defensive performance, a season-high number of minutes for Henry Thrun in this game, 22 minutes and 48 seconds, and he ended up with 4 blocked shots, and I think that every one of those blocked shots deserve an ice bag.
They sure do. A couple of guys. I mean, all the San Jose Sharks defensemen tonight, great blocks. I mean, obviously Mackenzie Blackwood deserves a beer and a cold one after that game, but yeah, I thought it was a big big discipline game defensively. Listen, they did sit back at times in the third period, but you got to be very confident and happy as a coaching staff to see your team respond after that game against the Minnesota Wild. Coming back with a strong defensive performance, they played hard, they played physical, they had good stick on puck. And listen, you're not going to be able to completely shut down at times the New Jersey Devils. You need help from a goalie and a great goalie game like Mackenzie Blackwood played. But we talked about them containing the New Jersey Devils, and I thought they did a great job of that, kept them to the outside for the most part. And listen, that's a fantastic start against a Stanley Cup contending team, the New Jersey Devils.
Final score once again, the San Jose Sharks 1 and the New Jersey Devils nothing. As we mentioned, a sweet victory for Mackenzie Blackwood. The Sharks have won 2 straight games on the road. They are now 5-9-2 overall on the season. They have 12 points, while the Devils drop back to 10-6-2, 22 points. Going into action tonight, the Devils were the first-place team in the Metropolitan Division, and the Sharks stayed right with them, stride for stride. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.